In-Deaf Podcast, in collaboration with Tapten Podcast, are proud to present the Tapten Deaf Freshman Class of 2023. Presenting our second freshman, Rakim Oli. Enjoy the episode.
Peace, 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 everybody. Welcome to our special episodes of In-Deaf Podcast. This is what we call the Tapped In Deaf List in collaboration with Tapped In Podcast. I'm going to go ahead and say this was my first pick for the list. I'm going to say that off rip already. Once I had the idea of doing the list, I was like, I got to have this person on the list. But without further ado, introduce yourself and tell the listeners where you're from.
This is God's favorite rapper, Rakim Oli, man, Albany, New York.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And just a little tidbit. My project, Allah's Favorite Poet, was because I couldn't name my project God's Favorite Rapper. I'm going to just let y'all know that right now.
That's what's up. That's love, man. That's fire.
Nah, facts, no doubt. But without further ado, man, describe your creative process.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have necessarily a process. Like, I kind of just sit down, and sometimes I have an idea. Sometimes I'll just try to make something up on the spot. But for the most part, it's usually if I do end up having like a musical process, I try to make sure it's cohesive from beginning to end. Like, I really try not to, I don't try to wing it. I make sure everything is like it's a plan, structure, tactical move. That way, you know, I don't really got to worry about messing up, figuring out where to start over. You know, if I plan everything how I'm supposed to plan it, things do mess up. I know where to go and where to start back from. So it's here and there. It varies.
No doubt. No doubt. I feel that. So what's a pet peeve you have of being an up and coming artist?
I would say being an underdog is starting to become a pet peeve. I feel like as the more I start knowing my worth, it gets upsetting sometimes when you feel like your good stuff is falling on deaf ears, and it's a weird feeling. But I would say that's my biggest pet peeve. Other than that, man, it's something that you gotta understand. You gotta deal with it before you even get into it. Like, none of this should even be a surprise to anybody if you're an upcoming artist. But I would say the underdog role, especially when you get to that point where you know you good and you know you great, that underdog shit don't be fun sometimes, man. I swear.
I feel that. I relate to that too myself. Yeah. You know, for sure. So if you weren't making music, what do you think you would be doing?
Probably something. If I had to pick one thing, it would either be something film related, whether it's like actor, like director or videographer or something like that, or probably a fashion designer, maybe an athlete. I like doing everything. And that's something, those are things that I still want to do on top of music. But if I wasn't doing music, then those would for sure be, I ought to be hands on. I don't care what it is. As long as my hands are on something, I'm working on something, I'm good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel that. So if you could choose to make music in any era, what would it be?
At first, now, if you asked me this question a couple years ago, I'd probably say like the 90s, mid to late 90s. But now I would definitely say like late 90s, early 2000s, like that very experimental era with music. I feel like I thrive in those years, man. So for sure, definitely early 2000s, like late 90s, 98, 99, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. And last question before I get you to plug yourself in. What era of music are you most influenced by?
The late 90s, early 2000s. And that's funny because it really used to be early to late 90s, like when I first started making music. And I just kind of, my mind just started going all over the place, and I've been listening to a lot of a lot of 2000 albums. Like this year, like 2003, like a lot of 20-year anniversary albums are coming up, and that was like, it was like a great year, man. You got a lot of good albums, so it was just like, I feel like that era definitely inspires me a lot more than what it used to, for sure.
Dope, dope, dope. All right, man, so go ahead and plug yourself in. Anyone you want to shout out, anything you got coming up, go ahead for it, man.
I just want to say shout out to all my 2023 graduates, man. I had a lot of friends that graduated this year, so shout out to y'all. Couple more production albums coming out. I got a EP coming out with my man Speed, Harlem Heat EP. That's going to be coming out soon. A whole bunch of visuals, whole bunch of music, man. Like, I'm excited to share, man. So make sure y'all tap in.
No doubt, no doubt. Y'all tap in with Rakim Ali, man, for surely. And that brings us to the end, man. Appreciate you being willing to do this. Like I said, likewise, you were my first pick, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tapped in Def freshman list. We're out. Peace, peace.
Is he the one that broke your heart?
Yes, he's the one.
I think about the life that I could've had. I think about the ugly and the good and bad. And even though I shouldn't brag, I knew these dark days wouldn't last. Yo, only the strong survive. We played in the dark while you niggas ran inside. My peoples prayed in the dark with tears running down their eyes. Never thought I'd have to lose in my family ties. Niggas became sellout, shit still ain't sellable. I be here forever, dog, my kind is indelible. It's Christmas for whoever I get his present to. Knew she was a demon, but the head was angelical. Could put her on the pedestal, but see, that's not my scheme. Can't put you first, baby, I'm not Jaheim. I'm the type to put you on to some crazy shit and you'll love it, but still hide from you if I see you out in public. I remember hopping them crooked fences, make y'all niggas look defensive. I don't rock designers, still look expensive. Brought this shit to light, and I ain't even have to try. It's like I always had the wings, just had to learn how to fly. Got these broke niggas sick of me now. I walk away with the victory smile. Get your weight up, huh? No coming back, don't try to wait up. We getting to the money while you niggas laid up. So why hate us? Like OSS, it's best to stay home. Put change in my women like payphones. I'm in a safe zone. Classics under my belt, just call me the Greystone. We can't talk if we ain't speaking in the same tone. Yeah, you fucking with an OG. Had y'all niggas on nice quicker than Willie O'Ree. Make sure you kill this shit, that's what my mama told me. I used to starve, now I'm getting to that poultry. With gritty eyes, I make sure the city give me mine. Letting off too, like someone faltered in the 55. Gotta try everything until I know it works. Was never greedy, but I know my worth. I said I think about the life that I could've had. I think about the ugly and the good and bad. And even though I shouldn't brag, I knew these dark days wouldn't last. No tug of war, but we pulling fast. I said I think about the life that I could've had. I think about the ugly and the good and bad. Foot on the gas, you niggas looking sad. We should've cooked your ass. Life's a joke, see you couldn't laugh. Pump ass niggas, yeah.